وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salam alaikum. This is Hussein and you're listening to a program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about Islamic teachings pertaining to humanity and mankind. And in the previous episodes, we started covering a very good book in this regard titled A 250-Year-Old Man, which is a combination of the lectures delivered by His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. And the first chapter of the book was about the life story of the Prophet. We talked about the challenges of the Prophet and the personal characteristics. And we ended up talking about the triumphant return of the Prophet to Mecca and the incident of Ghadir. In order to contextualize the incident of Ghadir, we decided to talk a little bit about Hajjatul Wada, the last pilgrimage performed by the Prophet and the Sermon of Mina, arguably the most important lecture that the Prophet delivered, or one of the most important lectures that he delivered towards the end of his life in the presence of Muslims all around Arabian Peninsula. Because, yes, you have the cases, in other cases, that the Prophet delivers lectures or talks and his will in the presence of his companions in Medina. But this occasion, in addition to the occasion of Ghadir, it is important because all Muslims from all around the Arabian Peninsula are there in Mecca. And it is their direct encounter with the Prophet. Some of them, this is the last, or some of them even the first and the last direct encounter with the Prophet. So this is extremely important. And the Sermon of Mina includes topics pertaining to a struggle in the way of Allah, unity among Muslim community, that all the values of the era of Jahiliyyah, the values of paganism, are now nullified under the feet of the Prophet. And the next thing that he says is that all the financial things that were not Islamic, that were un-Islamic, for example, usury. The usury income, the Prophet says, أَلَا وَإِنَّ كُلَّ رِبَى مِنَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ فَهُوَ تَحْتَ قَدَمَيْهَتَيْنِ. All the income through usury that remain from the time of Jahiliyyah, from the before pre-Islamic period, they're all under my feet, including and starting with the income, usury income by my uncle Abbas. So the Prophet had an uncle and he was a wealthy person. He had given loans to people and he would take interest from them. And he said, no, I start from my own uncle. All those usually that, yes, people did before the time of Islam, they did not know that this is against the law of Islam or anything. But now that they know it, it's all done, invalid. And people do not have to pay those interests. So, again, he would emphasize that the only value that people have is based on taqwa, is based on piety, observance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's presence. This is very important. And it shows itself in the words of a person, in the behaviors of a person. And once you see a person, I mean, generally people can realize that he acts as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is here, as if he realizes that he is here. Not as if, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always there, but most people forget that. But those people who always remember that, it becomes obvious in their behavior. So he said, yes, if you want to value people, it's not based on the bloodline, it's not based on the income, it's based on this quality in an individual. We're going to have a break and we come back to continue our discussion.
Allahumma salli ala
محمد المصطفى اللهم صل على محمد المصطفى وعلي المرتضى وفاطمة الزهراء والحسن الرضا والحسن الرضا والحسين المصفى والحسين المصفى وجميع الأوصياء
Welcome back. This is Hussein, and you're listening to your program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In the first segment, we were talking about the topics covered in the Sermon of Mina, and we said the Sermon of Mina is very important because it's one of the last lectures delivered by the Prophet among Muslims, not just from Medina, but from all over Arabian Peninsula. And one thing that is there and significant in the Sermon of Mina is Nasihatu A'immatil Muslimin, that all Muslims should have Nasiha toward the rulers and the leaders of Muslim community. And what does it mean, Nasiha? Nasiha, well, some people would translate it to advice, like you have to advise, and sometimes even it includes critical advice, like critical comments. And that is true. But the most important thing is that the root of nasiha comes from nus, which means well-wishing. Okay? It is possible that a person criticizes another person, but it's not out of well-wishing. It is because I want to show my expertise in a topic. I want to show that I understand this. I have an eye for this, for example. I've seen it, I've recognized it, and I want everyone else to know it. It's not bad, but it's not purely out of well-wishing for the other person. And there might be other negative motives. For example, because I want to destroy him, I want to ruin his reputation, anything else. So it's not well-wishing. And well-wishing for the leaders of the community do not come only in the form of advice. That's what why I say that nusḥ and nasiḥ is not just advice, and it is not just any advice. Nusḥ means any form of well-wishing for the leaders of the community. If you see that the leader of the community has made a right decision, then the nusḥ and well-wishing is to support that, is to defend it. If someone criticizes that decision, if you believe that it's a good decision, not because it affects your own interests. No, because in itself and for the interest of the community, it's a good decision. You have to be outspoken in defending it. It's a well-wishing. It is nusḥ. That's why in certain combination and phrases, we have an-nasiḥa li'a'immat al-muslimin fi ghiyabihim. Like, in their absence, you wish well for them. You want to help them. This is a great and difficult task, and they need help and support. So, but yes, also, one form of nasiha would be advice, and sometimes critical advice. But it should be motivated by well-wishing. You want to advise this person like the way that you advise your close friend. You want to help him. It's not motivated or originated from jealousy. Sometimes subconsciously it takes place, unfortunately. It's not that you want to embarrass him in front of others or anything, no. And we can understand that ourselves mostly because in the insan ala nafsihi basira, people know what's going on in their heart. So if that is the case, then yes, critical advice also is included in well-wishing sometimes. because you sense the problem, you want to warn the person, and you warn them in private, and if it didn't work, you warn them in public, and there are different levels. But this has been established in the Sermon of the Mina by the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that every individual in Muslim community, in Muslim ummah, they have the obligation of the nasiha, the well-wishing for the leaders of their community. And well-wishing does not mean only advice, and it's not any kind of advice. It is any form of verbal or practical participation in the process of the leadership or the social prosperity of the community based on your well-wishing for that leader and for your community. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the tawfiq to have this and to increase the level of well-wishing among ourselves and other members of our communities. Thank you very much for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jannah, Jannah, it's all I ever wish for. This life is not eternal, but the next will last forever.